Today, the Supreme Court turned down an appeal to reinstate North Carolina's voter ID law, which a lower court said targeted African Americans with almost surgical precision. Today's Supreme Court decision comes days after President Trump announced a new commission on voter fraud, despite any evidence to his claim that millions voted illegally in November. Well, this week may also see the appointment of a new FBI director. We'll see a visit from Turkey's leader and the president's first trip abroad. So let's bring in NPR political editor Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there, Robin.
To the voter ID law, the appeal struck down. Are you surprised, given that a conservative just took a seat on the court, tilting it to the right?
Well, you know, look, it's notable here that the court didn't weigh in on the merits. Chief Justice John Roberts was sure in his letter to note that it was an issue with how it was filed, not that they were weighing in on the merits of the case at all. Mm-hmm. He explicitly says that. So, you know, advocates will breathe a sigh of relief here, but this is likely not the last we're going to hear of these kinds of voter ID laws. And whether or not something like this gets refiled and winds up making its way to the Supreme Court.
Right. Again. Okay, well, take a look at the potential new FBI director. The president says he wants to fill James Comey's former position, have the new FBI director by Friday. Yesterday, UN Ambassador Nikki Haley was on ABC's This Week. She was there to speak of North Korea's missile test this weekend, but was asked about the firing.
The president is the CEO of the country. He can hire and fire whoever he wants. That's his right. Whether you agree with it or not, it's the truth. And what he's trying to do is find his own team, figure out how he's going to do it. Were there better ways he could have done that? That's for everybody else to decide.
So, Domenico, she's right in that it is the president's right to fire someone. But she hedged on when it was done during an ongoing Russia investigation. I want to hear another piece of sound because there are reports, including in today's New York Times, that Republican senators are distancing themselves from the president. And there weren't a lot of them on the Sunday shows, but there were Democrats. Here's Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer on NBC's Meet the Press.
The silence of my Republican colleagues on this issue is sort of deafening. This is not an issue of party. This is an issue of country. Foreign interference in the elections is a very, very serious, serious thing. Right. And we should get to the bottom of it. Where's the Howard Baker of 2017? We desperately need one.
Howard Baker, the Republican senator who famously asked of the Republican president, Richard Nixon, what did the president know and when did he know it? Domenico, your thoughts. What's going on the Republican side?
Well, you know, you're seeing some say that this was handled improperly. I mean, you heard that Nikki Haley tape there talking. That's an allusion to a lot of the communications failures. And it's difficult to have a sound communication strategy when your president isn't on the same page as you on that communication strategy and only gives you an hour's heads up before you're rolling this thing out. You're seeing Republican senators, you know, questioning the timing of this firing, but there's really no outcry for a special prosecutor at this point. That really seems to be the next step here. And Lindsey Graham, for example, was talking about this on the Sunday shows, and he might be indicative of what you're hearing from a lot of Republicans. You know, basically saying that the president needs to appoint somebody apolitical. And if he doesn't do that, then they may look at thinking about a special prosecutor or a special investigator because Congress wouldn't need to appoint a special prosecutor. That would be done by the Justice Department. So right. You heard Lindsey Graham saying people like Senator John Cornyn shouldn't be in the running from Texas because he wants somebody who's apolitical. Now, what kind of mood is Donald Trump in when he finally makes that call? That's kind of the next shoe to drop here.
Okay. Well, but are Republicans, you know, peeling away, as we're hearing in reports, because they have issues like tax reform, like health care, that are getting overshadowed by these other issues?
They're getting overshadowed, but actually I heard earlier today from our congressional reporter, Susan Davis, who said that that work is continuing apace, you know, that the conventional wisdom may be that work could get pushed aside. But actually, the cover of the FBI investigation and the Russia stuff is actually giving them some room to work. So it's actually continuing. The work behind the scenes is actually continuing. It's just not getting the kind of media glare that it normally would. Of course, though, when you have have this kind of chaos at the White House and a president who seemingly can't get on the same page as his Republican colleagues, it does make for a chaotic situation where they're not able to get as much done as they would like to in a kind of organized way so that they're all on the same page with the same talking points and being able to make the case.
Yeah. Okay. And the president, as we said, is going to be making his first trip abroad as president at the end of the week. So I have a feeling we will be talking to you again about that. NPR political editor Domenico Montanaro, thank you.
All righty. Thank you.